The Kohli people in Mumbai, the end of the powerful monsoon rains, also marks the return to the sea for fishing. This year they celebrated this new beginning at the end of August. Numata Kolachlam sends us this postcard from Mumbai.
Surrounded by the gleaming high-rises of India's financial capital, the small shops and stalls in this Kohli fishing village bustle with activity. At an open-air cafe, community leader Mohit Ramle is busy preparing for the evening celebrations.
The Western concept is Thanksgiving Day, but for us it is Narali Purnima.
Narali Purnima is an annual holiday that takes place in the Hindu month of Shravan, after two long months of monsoon rains, when fishermen cannot go out to sea. It marks the beginning of the new fishing season and brings out the whole community to celebrate. As dueling brass bands lead dancing processions through the narrow streets, thousands of people spill onto the sprawling sandy beach. Colorful fishing boats decked with flower garlands are arranged across the sand. Men wear a traditional red cap with blue stripes. Women have strung light-up beads through their hair and the hems of their saris, so their golden jewelry glows in the fading light. Oh, and there are coconuts everywhere. As he arranges coconuts on the sand, Narendra Karde walks me through the religious ritual. He says he'll offer flowers to the coconuts and top them with red powder and light incense. He passes around a tray of karanji, a coconut dessert shaped like the half moon, as the waves crash on the shore. As the sun begins to set, he joins his wife and toddler to toss the coconuts into the Arabian Sea, an offering to the sea god, Varuna. They ask for calm waters and plenty of fish. In the morning, fishing boats will launch into the sea as they've done for centuries. But now, climate change presents new challenges. Here's Mohit again.
And then we march into the seas, but the future is unknown to the fishermen because of this climate change. What cyclone they will face, what storms they will face.
One research group has found that the frequency and intensity of extreme cyclone events around Mumbai has doubled since 2010. Kohli fishermen must navigate increasingly polluted waters, competition from industrial fishing boats, and extreme weather. I ask Mohit if the Kohli people are more fearful of the sea these days. He answers with a Kohli folk song.
Jati che Kohli, ami hao jati che Kohli. Vadalacha vara nahi te pausacha dhara. Any cyclone, any storm may come. No matter how much it rains, but Kohlis don't fear of anything.
On the beach, I meet many young Kohli people who have decided not to work as fishermen. Like Meenal Sandhyacha, who teaches science at a local college. She says many young people like her are now top-class doctors, engineers, and lawyers. Still, she says it's important to honor their heritage.
We are top-class doctors, top-class everything, but still, we should be rooted.
We have to be rooted, Meenal says, because if we forget the sea will forget us. For NPR News, I'm Namrata Kolachlam in Mumbai.